despite bipartisan calls for reining in federal spending, there's zero appetite in Congress for closing military bases. The last base realignment and closure, or BRAC, in 2005 spared Eielson Air Force Base. Earlier this year, the Air Force indicated plans to relocate the F-16 squadron from Fairbanks to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. An amendment from Senator Mark Begich would require the military to report a cost-benefit analysis in any reduction in force at any given base.
They want to start picking away at these bases and take 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, and by the time they get to a certain amount, then they say, well, there's not enough people there to have a base, so we'll close it.
The rule would force the Air Force to share the study results with Congress, which has authority over the BRAC process. Both Senator Begich and Senator Lisa Murkowski have labeled the Air Force's proposed reduction a backdoor BRAC. Senator Murkowski says Eielson has a longer runway than J-Bear and less traveled airspace. She wants the Air Force to report on not just the cost of the move, but also the benefits of keeping the base open.
Tell us what the potential is as part of your evaluation.
The studies coincide with the required environmental impact statement, and each of them could stall any potential move. Senator Begich says the Defense Department budget, which could be released to the White House this month, will be an indication of the Air Force's intent.
If they have not put any money down for this next year to move, because they're going to have to spend money to move, if they don't put money down to move, that also is a verification that this battle's over for now.
The House has already passed its defense authorization. Now both chambers of Congress need to meld the bills and pass a final conference report. The House version has a similar plan from U.S. Representative Don Young. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.